This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Investing and Trading Live. My name is Scott Whatley. We thank you for being with us. Always good to have Josh Lilquist with us, president of Online Trading Academy here in Denver. You can check him out at investwithota.com. Josh, always good to see you, sir. How are you?
It is great to be here. We've been having a
absolutely
get, you know, more familiar and comfortable with making decisions in the financial market. So it's been a really good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got some great comment a couple of shows back. You know, you kind of went through some things with futures and all the different terms that a lot of us hear about, but maybe didn't have a good understanding of it. So, man, it's just great when people can come and learn a little bit about the stock market and just, hey, what, quote, the big boys all do, but how you can get your own patented methods with Online Trading Academy.
Yeah, you kind of bring up a great topic because there's so many things that people hear about, like you said, mm-hmm. but don't really know what it is. You mentioned the futures market. There's the Forex market, obviously the stock market. Everybody knows that. And you mentioned another great comment is the big boys. Anytime we refer to the big boys, the smart money, we like to call it, that's the banks and the institutions. And they really move the financial markets. About 80% roughly of the activity is actually the big boys and girls, right? And so us as traders and investors, we need a strategy that's designed to follow them. Because, you know, sometimes I teach classes at our local academy here in Denver, and I ask people, hey, who wants to beat Wall Street? And everybody always raises their hand. No one's going to beat Wall Street. It takes mm-hmm. billions of dollars to move the market. So that's why you need a strategy that's designed to follow them. And Online Trading Academy, local here, we actually have a strategy that is designed to follow them. It's a methodology to find out where they could potentially be buying, but also where can they potentially be selling. That way we can trade with them and actually not against them.
Right. The stock market is interesting. If you look at from where we started the first year till today, over the last couple of weeks, it's been down. So where are we kind of looking at right now?
Yeah, well, you know, the market is touching those lows again for the year. And the S&P 500, you know, it's actually in bear market territory. Same thing with NASDAQ. The Dow actually has broke lower than those lows for the year. So there's a lot of people that are concerned about their retirement accounts because it's going down. Mm-hmm. And there, you don't have to let it go down. There's actually strategies that we touch on in these investing classes that we'll actually give tickets away to that helps people make smarter investing decisions so that way as these markets are going down, there's maybe potential opportunities as they go down. So in these classes, they're about 2 hours, and we really dissect how these markets really work, and especially in 401ks and IRAs, because that's a big topic, and a lot of people are concerned about that. The wrong thing to do is to do nothing about it and let it continue to go down. That's why with these strategies, you're making these smarter investing decisions for your future. So if people are looking, say they're in their 50s and they're looking to retire pretty soon here in the next few years, well, you can't afford to have that keep going down, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're living less of a lifestyle. But there's also another thing. You might be working longer. So that's why it's important to have strategies as these markets are continuing to go down. And could they go down more? It's possible. But having a strategy that's designed to not, you know, it doesn't matter which way the market goes once you have that strategy.
Sure.
Makes you sleep better at night.
Absolutely. We're going to tell you how you can go to one of Josh's classes here in just a moment. But, you know, one thing that people have mentioned, you know, throughout the years that we've worked with you guys is this, is they've said, well, I was so worried because I didn't really have a big knowledge of financial things, so to speak, you know, but going to a class, you guys make everybody feel comfortable wherever they're at with their background of knowledge of finances.
You're right. That's a great comment because a lot of people think you have to have a financial degree from Harvard to be a trader investor, and that's actually not true. You just need to be educated the right way, but also from the right people. Yeah. At Online Trading Academy, there's roughly about 60 instructors now, and a lot of them actually came from the floors, the exchanges, the New York Stock Exchange, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. So you're being trained by people that have already learned everything. So that way you don't have to reinvent the wheel, right? Mm-hmm. If you get a strategy that's already proven for you.
Right.
And steps within that, all you have to do is follow that strategy. And we see people from all walks of life. Some people are brand new to the markets and are looking to get started. We actually see a lot of people that have been trading investing for several years, and they're looking for more consistency. That's a key in the markets, is consistency will actually bring you longevity in the markets.
Right.
So we see everybody that are new, have been trading. We see people that are in the market. We just mentioned 401ks and IRAs, not actively doing it, but want to take more charge in it and take more and be more proactive with those accounts as well.
You know, we all want to grow our money, but also protecting our money. I mean, it's kind of a touchy area there, but we always want to just keep what we have too.
Yeah. Well, that's the almost the most important thing is if you can't keep what you have or protect it from loss, it's very hard to grow that. In these investing classes that we'll talk about here shortly that we have in Denver, we actually talk about what happens when you just buy and hope. That wasn't a mistake there. It's actually buy and hope, not buy and hold. So we talk about what you might be able to do to have more longevity in your accounts. That way you can protect from loss in down markets. That's what the strategy to use to have better returns longer term. So that's a big topic that we talk about in these free investing classes that we'll give away tickets to here shortly.
Tell us how we can get there.
Yeah, so it's really easy. You know, a lot of people like to call in. So I'll give a couple different options here. People can call in for these tickets, and you can call 888-682-6466. That's 888-682-6466. And you can also text. If you're a texter, you can just text the word investing to the number 210-210. That's text investing to the number 210-210. And this is for two free tickets. Most people bring their spouse or significant other to this class. And by doing that, they're actually going to get a financial quick start kit as well. So for our listeners here today, we're going to give away a financial quick start kit, which has some topics on how to get started in the financial markets. But also there's some free stock picks in there too. Everybody likes some free stuff these days.
Sure.
So and what's great about those free stock picks, it actually kind of shows what supply and demand, which is how the markets actually move. It actually kind of shows what that looks like. So get a sneak peek on what they're going to learn in this investing class as well.
All right. So when text in, I should say, the word investing to 210-210. Get your two free tickets, or as Josh said, give them a call, 888-682-6466. We're going to take a break here in just a moment, but before we do, Josh, tell us what we're going to hear about on the show today.
Yeah, we got a packed show here today. As I mentioned at the beginning here today, we have markets going down. There's a little bit of fear in the market, but you don't have to be scared. So we're going to talk about how to take more action in your accounts, whether they're trading accounts or retirement accounts, especially if you're brand new. We're seeing a lot of people coming in brand new, but also these strategies, if you've been trading, investing, or even directing those retirement accounts, how to be more consistent in those as well. So we're going to talk about those strategies and techniques on the show here. Actually, I got my guest host in there, Al Connickson, doing the show with me. So it's going to be a good time. And if you're looking to see how the market works and how to make smarter investing decisions, stay tuned.
All right. It's Investing and Trading Live, Fridays, noon to 1, with Josh Lilquist, president of Online Trading Academy here in Denver. Hey, now's the time to take action. Call them, 888-682-6466. Get your two free tickets, or just simply text the word investing to 210-210. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Josh Lilquist with Online Trading Academy.
Want to keep making your 30-year payment but own in 15 years? Want to be able to access your equity for future needs and not pay for it now? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We have been showing Coloradans how to own their home in less time without changing their 30-year payment. Home values are at the highest in their history. Take advantage of being able to access your equity for 10, 20, 30 years without making payments now. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Worried about inflation? Everything getting too expensive? Learn how to be able to access your equity without having to refinance and pay closing costs over and over and over. Do it once, and you're good for 30 years. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Tired of paying too much interest to own your home? Stop! Learn how to lower your total interest cost, 720-895-0500. Locally owned and operated since 2001, and where it's all about you is not just our motto, it's who we are. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
For years now, you've heard me talk about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and yes, for almost 20 years, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has been taking care of our pets. From medical, grooming, boarding, and even training, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is your one stop for all of your pet's needs. Not only is their facility state-of-the-art, but now you can download the free Lone Tree Vet app and visit their online store for your pet products and pharmacy needs. You can also have your very own pet portal. Plus, don't forget to read their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com. Do you take your dog on hikes? Check out Hiking the Trail Safely with Your Dog. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Call today, 303-708-8050, or check them out, LoneTreeVet.com.
Do you know what direction the stock market will go? Nope, no one does. But it's extremely important to discover the tools you can use if the market goes up, down, or sideways. These same tools could be used for income strategies or long-term wealth strategies. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 and join us for a free investing class right here at OTA. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 today. Also, check out the podcast, Investing and Trading Live, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Investing and Trading Live, sponsored by Online Trading Academy. An Online Trading Academy, 25 years in the business of teaching people just like you how to trade, how to invest, how to do that confidently and safely. No matter which direction this market goes, we have markets that have been dropping pretty dramatically over the past, this whole year. And people are starting to feel that pain. And now is the time to take control of that. And we have these investing classes that if you missed tickets to, we have a free investing class. You can text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two free tickets. If you're, say you're new to the markets and you want to see how that works, just text investing to the number 210-210. If you are that person that already knows, hey, I want to get into the markets, I already know I want to trade and invest, and you want a three-day deep dive into the financial markets, we have that. It's only $99. It's normally $200, and this is just for our radio listeners. You can call right now for that, and make sure when you call in, make sure to ask for the three-day deep dive into the financial markets. It's call 888-682-6466. That's 888-682-6466, and do that right now. We'll make sure we get a date that works best for you for that three-day deep dive. So, Al, we talked about in that last segment really what's happening in the markets. The Dow Jones is down roughly 20%, S&P 500 down roughly 24%, the NASDAQ down roughly 33%, and a lot of those buy-and-hold investors are just hoping things come back. Mm-hmm. And we know it's not coming back right now. This past week has been a rough week. The past several weeks have been rough. So we're seeing people get a little nervous with their accounts.
Yep.
And then they now want to take control because it's not too late, right? But if you continue to just let it sit there, eventually it will be too late. So that being said, when you talk to a lot of people here at the Academy, there's different... We call it different strokes for different folks because everybody has a different goal or objective in the markets. Mm-hmm. So when you talk to people, how do you get people in the right mindset of taking control of their accounts because of what's really happening in the markets? Is a psychological effect there?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, the great thing is the people that are coming into the class are taking the first step. They're showing some initiative and they're showing some concern about what's happened to them or what could happen to them. We're in a high stress environment right now with these markets. So people just in general have a tendency to do nothing other than panic and then just rely on hope. Hope is not something that should be part of your strategy. This is kind of the ostrich strategy, you know, the head in the sand strategy. And the reason that people do that is that they don't have a strategy. They don't know a strategy that is appropriate for different market conditions. And a lot of people are thinking, if you go back to, I mentioned the pandemic, if you go back to what happened during the pandemic, a lot of people that saw their portfolios get decimated, then saw the market turn around and just we had a historic rise in the market after that, and they got back everything plus some in a very short period of time. So the thinking is, that's probably going to happen again. But let's think about this for a minute. Why did the market come back so quickly after it bottomed out in March of 2020? Well, we were still in that quantitative easing mode where the Fed, now it was like quantitative easing on steroids. Well, trillions of dollars were pumped into the market.
Okay, so that's
at zero interest rates.
So right. Basically printing money.
Yeah, it's a perfect environment for the formation of a bubble, which is exactly what happened. That's not going to happen again because we've gone from quantitative easing on steroids to full-blown quantitative tightening.
And that means?
Pulling money out of the economy, reducing the flow or the amount of money that's in the economy, and then also raising interest rates, so the opposite of what happened before that rose the market. So you can't count on that happening again. It can't happen because the Fed just can't do that.
So it's kind of like a thermostat, right? They were turning the thermostat up.
Right.
Back then.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're turning it down.
It's exactly right. It's a good analogy.
So that's what's happening. If that's happening in the markets, and as far as in the economy, you know, it could potentially continue to bring down the markets because things are going bad. Well, you see interest rates for mortgages up around 7%. What's that going to do?
Huge.
Potentially start dropping the housing market.
Right.
The housing market is actually bigger than the stock market, which will actually bring the stock market with it.
Right.
Right. So anything that's bigger than the stock market, it'll bring it, no matter what, the stock market is the smallest thing out there. It's going to bring that down. So if you have money in the market right now and you're just letting it sit there, well, I'll tell you what, time to prepare. I mean, we don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what's going to happen, but you know what? It might be better to prepare. And that's why we have these investing classes at our local academies to help you prepare how to get ready for these different things that are happening in the markets. So with these classes, if you're new to the markets, it really introduces you to these different opportunities. So you can text right now for two tickets. Text the word investing to the number 210-210. That's text investing to the number 210-210 for two free tickets for an investing class to see what's happening, what are some of the potential outcomes, and how can you prepare for these markets? Excuse me. So, yeah, Al, I'm seeing a lot of different emotions with people right now, and a lot of that has been created by the news. So I'm going to just ask you a couple of questions and see what your thoughts are on this, because I was talking with a good friend recently. And I said, hey, where do you consume your media or where do you get your news or what's going on in this world? And she said, you know, I watch the news. I said, oh, good. So what, 10 o'clock? She goes, no, I watch the 5 o'clock, the 6 o'clock, the 7 o'clock, the 8 o'clock, the 9 o'clock, and the 10 o'clock. So what's happening right now is people are so consumed with news because it's actually entertaining to see what some of the things that some people are saying out there. But it's really impacting people's judgment in the financial world because what's happening is people are so consumed with what's happening in the news, whether, you know, whatever it may be. And then they say, well, my finances are secondary. Why do you think that's happening with a lot of people? Because think about that. If your finances are secondary to some silly news, you might have been conditioned and actually brainwashed a little bit.
Well, the problem is with the news, people, think about it. What sells news? What keeps people coming back to listen to the news? It's not somebody saying, well, it's a nice day today. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, they have to be negative about things. They have to point out those things that create emotion in people.
Yeah.
And it causes fear, and that fear causes people to not do things. But what we are seeing now and by the way, that bad news, when they bring out all the bad news, they never tell you how to overcome that.
Yeah.
How can you make the news not impact you? Mm-hmm. That's really what we do. Don't worry about the news. Don't worry. Don't have opinions based on what you're hearing on those news shows, because the markets are different. The market and the economy are two separate things. But there's things that happen in the market on a regular basis, a repeatable basis, that can be used to your advantage. Right now, what we're seeing is that people are starting to change their lifestyle. They're starting to cut back on things. You mentioned mortgages. Mm-hmm. Mortgage rates are huge. How about credit card rates? Credit cards, yeah. Auto loans, any kind of debt has just exploded. So people are rethinking their habits. Even I read an article the other day about Christmas. People are rethinking how they're going to spend for Christmas. So your kids this year, instead of your kids getting the toys they want or the video games they want, maybe one of your kids gets a pound of hamburger in their stocking.
Well,
the other
who
one
knows,
gets,
Al, with everything that you know people are trying to stop, they might stop Christmas. Who knows?
Yeah, you can't do. No, we're not going to do that.
You know how it is these days.
We know
it's amazing.
But your kids are going to get a pound of hamburger. Maybe the second kid gets a package of bacon and a dozen eggs.
And some toenails.
Yeah, rethinking what they're spending money on. And Newsweek just came out with an article showing that over 60% of all Americans, and that's people in multiple income ranges, are living paycheck to paycheck. 42% of the people they surveyed make over $100,000 a year and are living paycheck to paycheck. So how do you get around that? Why is it so important to be able to take control of your financial life now? It's because there are things that are available for you to trade that will generate short-term income for you. Maybe you need some additional income. So instead of buying your kid a couple pounds of hamburger for Christmas, you can actually buy the toy or the video game.
With the prices of hamburger these days, they probably won't be buying that either.
Well, that's true. Well, maybe you only get 1 pound instead
of
2 pounds.
There you go. We forgot about inflation. We haven't even talked about that yet today.
And that's what's really impacting a lot of things now. But the point is, regardless of what's happening in the economy and regardless of what's happening in the market, there's always something moving. You know, when I mentioned that 10 years of zero returns, basically a flat market for 10 years, that doesn't mean that the market's not moving. You know, the S&P 500 might start the year at 4,000 and end the year at 4,000, but it wasn't at 4,000 every day during the year. It had big up moves, and then that was countered by big down moves, and that was countered by more big up moves, and that was countered by more down moves. It may have started at 4,000, ended at 4,000, but there were numerous opportunities there with this volatility that we're seeing. That should be, and you should look at volatility as being a good thing for you if you know how to take advantage of it, if you know what the opportunities are. And they're there. And they're there for you to use. You just have to get the right education to be able to use them.
Yeah, all joking aside, though, we try to have a little fun on the show, and hopefully we're shedding some light on what's really happening with this, with the markets and everything, the economy, and hopefully to inspire people to take action. But what can people do differently? We have if the stock market's not producing anything for people, it's actually making people lose right now. And I can't say that's kind of a weird thing. It's not making people lose. People are deciding to hold stocks.
That's the result.
That's the result. I got to make sure we're correct there. But what are some of the things that people can do a little bit different then?
Well, you know, and some people do use the stock market for short-term income. But it's a very expensive way to do it. There are other ways that are available to you that will allow your money to be better served and will allow you to trade in something or invest in something that you can get into and out of on a short-term basis. They're kind of intended to be able to do that. The futures market is one. The foreign exchange market is another. The options market is another. Those are assets, and there are strategies you can use with those assets where you can generate weekly income or monthly income or, for some people, daily income.
So those strategies are designed for that shorter term, right?
Exactly. And okay. Who's using them? All the big institutions are using them. The big brokerage firms, their traders are not putting together a stock portfolio or mutual fund portfolio that is intended to be held onto for 10 or 20 years. They're trading daily, and they have to be able to get into and out of something with enough profit potential to make it worth their while. That's what these markets provide. The one of the great things about futures, forex, and options are that they trade with leverage. So your dollar, every dollar you have, could actually allow you to invest in something worth 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 times the value of that dollar.
Mm-hmm.
That's leverage. So you're really maximizing the use of every investment dollar that you have. Futures and forex trade around the clock, 24 hours a day. As far as liquidity, the futures and the forex market are two of the bigger markets out there. The forex market, foreign exchange market, trades over $5 trillion a day, more than all the stock markets combined.
Yeah, so some of these different opportunities, they're not different. I mean, I should say they're not new. They're just a little bit different.
Right.
They've been around for a long time. And so with these different things that are happening, you have to have a different strategy. I was talking about different income strategies in the markets. So if that pound of hamburger is going to be too expensive at Christmas time, well, it might be time to learn a strategy to be able to combat some of that. We have inflation. We have a market that's going down, but there's strategies to profit in down markets. It's called shorting. So there's just different ways. It's just a different direction to use the market. So people have a car, they go forward, they also have reverse. Well, the markets go forward, up, and they also go in reverse, which is down. So you need a strategy that's designed to create a possible income for you for both directions. And now you teach these investing classes locally here at our academies. We have actually local academies near you where we have a few different classrooms. We have classes that are going on to teach you what's going on in these markets, how to help you make smarter trading decisions and investing decisions. So we do have some tickets here to give away. And this is for two tickets. Al, most people bring their spouse or significant other. We're seeing a lot of people make their financial decisions together. So it's pretty neat. I mean, seeing the spouse come in, even if they don't want to come in, it's nice that they're seeing and want to see what their spouse wants to get into, really to hopefully make a better future for themselves. So you can text right now. Text the word investing to the number 210-210. That's text investing right now to the number 210-210. And that's for two free tickets. Also, if you want to learn more about and take a deep dive into these other assets that, like Al is talking about, futures, Forex, and options, I have a 3-day deep dive into the financial markets. There is a tuition on that. It's normally $200. For our radio listeners today, we're doing it for $99. Call 888-682-6466. That's 888-682-6466. Mention you want the 3-day deep dive. Al, coming up next, I want to talk about that old phrase, money doesn't grow on trees. Stay tuned. This is Josh and Al. We will be right back.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Caranci, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Before we get back to our guests, let me tell you about Stack Optical. And I just want to say a personal word of thanks to Alan for taking care of me, my wife, Victoria, and our optical needs and many friends that we've sent there. And Alan has been doing a great job there. Family owned and operated since 1968 is Stack Optical. And it's only $69 for an eye exam. So call them today, 303-321-1578. And mention you heard them here on KLZ 560, and we'd appreciate that. But hey, if you're looking for some new glasses, they've got a great selection of frames. If you need contacts, maybe you've broken your glasses and you need repairs, it's a one-stop shop, so to speak, at Stack Optical. Hey, it's free parking, easy parking at their location right off Monaco and Evans, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com is a website. Check it out. And as I always say at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you have been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people hear evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one that's hurt, you have a good idea what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals, whom you don't know and weren't witnesses, to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
I just started trading, didn't understand, and I didn't know where to start.
I've had the experience where I put money in, I lost a lot of money, and that's where I said, I need to get some help.
OTA has given me the skills and the knowledge and the confidence to take control of my own finances.
Knowing all the different components makes me feel more confident about trading, about investing, not feeling scared to do it.
The single best thing about OTA, the overall confidence I have managing my money.
This is AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Investing and Trading Live, sponsored by Online Trading Academy. My name is Josh Lilquist, and we are having a good time talking about trading and investing. And yes, right now we are live on the podcast. We are live on YouTube. Man, it's good talking about the financial markets to our listeners. Hopefully we're helping people make smarter investing decisions with these great down markets that we're seeing. And yes, Al, I did say these great down markets.
We're not crazy, folks. We just know how to benefit from a down market.
That's the key. And that's why we have these investing classes that we do locally at our academies here to talk about down strategies, downward strategies. As the markets are going down, yes, there are possibilities there. It's just a strategy for that. You can text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two free tickets to this investing class to go through how these markets actually function, but also strategies to profit in down markets. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 right now. So, Alan, that last segment, we talked a lot about, you know, what's happening with the psychology of people in the markets, and sometimes they do nothing because they're afraid. And that's okay to be afraid, but to do nothing, nothing will change. The worst place that you can be in right now, and then be in that same place a year from now, 2 years from now, especially financially, you want to be able to grow. And I ended that last segment, Al, with something about, I mentioned that phrase that I'm sure a lot of our listeners have heard. Al, you may have heard this. It's money doesn't grow on trees. Anybody remember when you were a kid and you said, "Hey mom or hey dad, can I get $5 for dinner tonight?" And yeah, it used to cost $5 for a meal. And they said,
a nice meal,
yeah. And they said, "What do you think? Does money grow on trees?" Mm-hmm. Or do they say, "What do you think? Am I made of money?" So I want to talk about that for a second. What happens there is we're trained from a young age to think that money is scarce. Does money grow on tree? Do you think I'm made of money? Because you're taught, or what you hear as you grow up is almost reality. So most people are trained to think that they should not have money or a lot of it. So that's one of the things that we're seeing a lot of people come into these investing classes for, is they're understanding, okay, there is an abundance of money out there. There's an abundance mentality that you can have as well. One of those things, if you think it, sometimes you can think things and they'll actually happen because mm-hmm. you actually will work towards that. Now, you help a lot of people change the, not necessarily change, but sometimes question the mindset or almost the belief system. How do you help people get out of that mindset of money is always scarce and it's hard to get, and help people understand the strategies to use the markets to kind of flip that?
Well, what most of our students are looking for, Josh, isn't a money tree. They're not looking at becoming a billionaire in a week or two. Mm-hmm. They're looking for security, financial security. They're looking for comfort, something that can help them sleep at night. And they maybe have grown up with that, the situation, like you said, money doesn't grow on trees. I'm not made out of money. But then the advice they got was take 10% of everything you make and put it into a savings account.
Yeah.
And how well is that working? You got very little education or very little knowledge passed on to you by your parents, probably because they didn't have any knowledge.
Yeah, another one is put the money in the sock drawer for a rainy day, mm-hmm. and it's no longer growing there.
Yeah, or under your mattress.
Mattress,
right. Mm-hmm. So here's what we want to do. What we do as a financial education facility is help you identify problems that you might have in accessing the market or being successful in it, and then help you find the right solution to take care of that problem. And it can be as simple as just identifying what is causing the fear, what is keeping you from taking advantage of what might be the best thing ever available to all of us to have the potential to create wealth. That's these markets. But people are just not teaching you how to do that. And that's what we do. The other thing that we want to help you with, I can remember, I'm going to really date myself here.
Oh, let's hear this one.
Back when I was in college, before there were the GPS systems, I actually drove a cab to help pay for my college tuition.
Okay.
There was no GPS system. I don't know. I honestly don't know how I ever found an address. Now people have GPS systems, right? Yeah. Most people that have any kind of financial education have been told, you need to know about technical indicators. You need to know how to, first of all, look at the fundamentals of a company, which for the most part, especially for shorter term trading, for income gathering, fundamentals are worthless because trades move up and down, or stocks move up and down in price on a significant basis very, very rapidly. That's not fundamentals changing. It's just buyers and sellers coming in to move the price. What we do is show you how to identify where the big buyers are and the big sellers are on a price chart. But the GPS system, that's part of a plan. We help all of our students put together a plan. And the GPS system, let's say you have, you're in your car, and you are looking for an address on 12th Avenue. How helpful would your GPS system be if it told you to turn right on 12th Avenue after you'd already gone past 12th Avenue?
That's a little difficult.
That's very helpful. That's what the that's what these technical indicators do. They're lagging indicators. So when you see the price of something move in the direction you think it's going to go or that you want it to go, it's already happened before the technical indicators tell you it's going to happen. So they're lagging indicators, which get you into or out of a position too late. You're missing a good part of what the potential profit could be. So the plan should be like a GPS system that tells you in advance what to do or what not to do and helps guide you down the right path.
Yeah, that's interesting that you brought that up, because most traders, investors that learn off, you know, those crazy things like YouTube, I mean, for heaven forbid, people are actually watching YouTube for investing advice, right? But people do it because that's what you think you're supposed to do. Well, if you wanted to learn the strategies to have a leading indicator, not a lagging indicator, that's what you need. And Online Trading Academy has a strategy that's designed to do that, to be in the markets when the institutions are in and out when they want to get out. So it's a strategy that's designed to follow them. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 right now to see more and hear more about how that actually functions. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two free tickets for an investing class to see those different opportunities with the market. Al, real quick here, so we're talking about a leading indicator. And it's not necessarily an indicator, it's a leading strategy. It's called supply and demand. In a nutshell, just talk about, as far as how supply and demand works, how does that work where you're, what are you identifying with that? And also give a real life example. We got about a minute to do that.
Yeah. Well, what we're looking for are what moves price, what has an impact on something to the point where it can make the price go up or the price go down. And what that is, it's the impact of the big institutions. And it's just following, you mentioned supply and demand. That's kind of an economic law that really can't be argued. It's a valid law, so to speak, and it means that if there's more demand for something, the price is going to go up. If there's more supply of something, the price is going to go down. And we're simply talking about buyers instead of demand, sellers instead of supply. When there are more buyers for a stock or for whatever the asset is, the price will go up. When there are more sellers than there are buyers, price will go down. So how do you use that to your advantage? You have to be able to identify where that imbalance between supply and demand is going to happen before it happens. If you want to participate, you know, with the full potential of achieving the full profit, you have to be able to identify that in advance. We can use that strategy to our advantage because of the way the big institutions have to trade. Here's an example. Warren Buffett, a number of years ago, wanted to have a position in IBM stock, 64 million shares, $10.7 billion worth. No way he could get all of that filled at one time. So part of it got filled, and then he did the rest in increments over 7 to 9 months. So what we do is show you where those incremental trades are going to take place. Big institutions, all the big traders, all the hedge funds, they have to do their trades that way because they trade in such large quantities.
Yeah, that's the key, is to find out who's moving the market. We know it's the big money. We call it the smart money or the elephants, the Goldman Sachs, the Buffetts of the world. Find out who's moving the market. Once you know that, find out what they're doing and how they do that. And that's what the strategy that Online Trade Academy has. It's designed to follow them. If you want to learn more about that, as I mentioned earlier, we have those investing classes local or at our academies here. And these classes are where we have taught thousands, just like you, are many strategies, and these are designed to teach you to make smarter investing decisions. And that can also be for trading decisions as well, short-term income strategies and long-term wealth strategies. Text right now. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 right now for two tickets. You can also bring your spouse with you. Text investing to the number 210-210 right now. You can also go online. If you're online, you can go to investwithota.com. Al, we have one more coming up left, one more segment coming up, and we still have a lot more to talk about. I want to talk more about some psychology of trading and investing, how the markets are going right now. We've been seeing some big drops, some opportunities that we're seeing in the markets moving forward. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for investing class tickets. We will be right back.
Hey, Dan. You know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney, and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
Now's the time to get into the Outdoorsman's Attic. Their summer sale is in full swing. All fishing gear 10 to 50% off. Tents, sleeping bags, and packs save 30%. 30% off all knives, Sitka clothing, 25% off. And if you're in the market for a gun safe, stop by the Outdoorsman's Attic. It's Colorado's largest outdoor consignment store, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. They've also got live bait, and if you haven't picked up your Colorado fishing or hunting licenses yet, they can help you there as well. If your firearm needs some work, head downstairs and see Scott the gunsmith. If you've got some hunting, fishing, and camping gear you're just not using anymore, stop by and see Billy, and he will explain their consignment program and how you can turn that gear into cash. Outdoor gear, guns, and ammo, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan.
Do you know what direction the stock market will go? Nope, no one does. But it's extremely important to discover the tools you can use if the market goes up, down, or sideways. These same tools could be used for income strategies or long-term wealth strategies. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 and join us for a free investing class right here at OTA. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 today. Also, check out the podcast, Investing and Trading Live, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Investing and Trading Live. My name is Josh Lilquist, and we are having some fun talking about the do's and the don'ts of the financial markets, stock, options, futures, forex, income strategies, and long-term wealth strategies. Our sponsor, Online Trading Academy, 25 years teaching people just like you how to trade and invest and how to get started with the financial markets. We see people that are brand new that want to learn more how to get started. We also see people that have been trading and investing for several years, sometimes 10, 20, 30 years, and looking for more consistency. And we have investing classes to introduce you to those consistent strategies that are out there. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two free tickets for one of these investing classes to see what you can do differently. Text investing to the number 210-210 right now. So Al, in that last segment, you were talking a lot about and explaining why it's so important to have a trading and investing plan in the financial markets. There's reasons why you get in the markets. Why is that? But also, what are the strategies to do that, but have a leading way to get in the markets, not lagging indicators that are all out there. So which kind of gets into what's happening in the markets right now, Al. I think you mentioned in the first or the second segment about, you know, what happened in 2000, 2008, there was both roughly around a 50% drop in the market.
Correct.
And the S&P 500 is down roughly about 20% right now, 20 to 24%. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that a 50% drop would bring it down to the lows from 2020 from the corona drop, which is definitely possible. So that's why it's so important to prepare now based on what the market is kind of showing right now. The markets are showing weakness. there is turmoil everywhere. Europe, China, there's things going on everywhere. Inflation, and you have to prepare if you're nearing retirement. If you're retired now and you're losing in those 401ks, you might be going back to work. So listen, I'm going to ask you this question. Do you think people that are either nearing retirement or that are retirement, do you think they really are worried? Is there studies out there? Is like, what are people thinking mentally with these markets?
Yeah, there are a number of studies that discuss this, and almost all of them are, you know, less than stellar as far as what the retirees are looking at for themselves in retirement. There was one in particular that I had read just recently from a company called F&G. It's a Des Moines-based life insurance annuity company. They found that 4 out of 5 Americans that are over 50 say they're worried about inflation. When you look at the pre-retirees, people that haven't gone into retirement yet, 84% of them are worried about inflation and the increase in healthcare costs. These people are not worried about having enough money to do additional trips or take cruises or anything. They're worried about just paying their day-to-day expenses. And they feel, a lot of them feel, as much as 64% of them feel that they may have to work in retirement. And at the very least, according to this study, what people need to do is to revisit their retirement plans and then consider a more holistic set of products that can guarantee income, help protect against market volatility and inflation. What does that sound like? It sounds like what we teach our students. We have a retirement strategy that really incorporates 3 basic things that are really important. Number one is having an income part of your retirement savings, generating income, in other words, how to continue to grow your assets. Don't just start drawing down what you have, but grow those assets so maybe you have something left over for a legacy. And then also protection, because what a lot of people are feeling right now is the impact of this big market drawdown we've had, which, as you just mentioned, may not be the end. If we go down 50% or 57% like we did in 2000 and 2008, that means we've got more downside to come. Does that mean that's guaranteed? No, it doesn't. But here's what I'm going to say. People that adapt and learn strategies for multiple market directions, those are going to be the winners, regardless of what the market and the economy is doing. What we have found, Josh, is that not only are people concerned about inflation, they're concerned about the increase in healthcare costs. You know, and what we're, this is a number that's pretty scary. A person that's 55 or a couple that's 55 that has 10 years to go before retirement at 65, they could be looking at as much as $267,000 in additional medical costs. Mm-hmm. That's huge, and that's one of the things that people really haven't prepared for. So when you go into retirement, it doesn't mean that you stop paying attention to your investments. It doesn't mean you stop paying attention to what you have coming in from whatever source it is. It may mean that this is as important, if not a more important time, to learn how to take control of your assets, learn the strategies that you can use. A lot of people right now are saying cash is king. Maybe we'll just go to cash. Well, if you do that and you're not participating in the potential market moves, you may not be growing your assets enough to really get you through maybe 20, 30, 40 years of retirement. So the great thing with what we teach our students, especially the assets that we initially are going to teach you for income, is that you can have that big cash position. Make yourself protected. Have yourself sleep at night. But you also can have a small amount of money into an account using a leveraged asset that gives you the opportunity to control a much larger investment with a much smaller upfront investment.
Yeah, and you really dissect a lot of this in that investing class. These investing classes that people have been texting into. By the way, congratulations to all the people that have been texting in for this class. It really helps people get started with these different strategies that Al is talking about, to be introduced to what those are, what you might be able to do, especially in those retirement accounts. Text with the word investing right now. So text investing to the number 210-210 for tickets for this investing class for you and a friend. Al, we're just kind of thinking as you were talking about there, and it's going to be, I hope people understand the way I explain this. So let's just say, you know, the markets are down 25%. And I think we talked about in the first segment, if somebody had $100,000, they most likely have lost $25,000 if the S&P is down 25%.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a lot of money to some people. That's not a lot of money to some people, but 25% is actually a lot. If it goes down to 50%, they are down $50,000. So let's just say what's the possibilities to protect your position? So like, so let's just say right now someone does some analysis and they say, you know what? I feel this market is going to go down 50%. There's an opportunity to just close your positions, keep what you have, because if you can't keep it, you can't earn it, right? And let's just say somebody knew how to get back in close to the right time. So rather than losing 50%, they only lost 20% and had the potential to get back in at a lower cost base and then ride the market as it goes up. So it's a kind of a concept people don't really understand. But there's also something I haven't explained yet, shorting. Mm-hmm. Let's just say somebody knew how to short the market as this market's going down. There's a potential another 25% in this example, if that's what happens, to profit there. So there's strategies that are designed for that. We haven't really explained what shorting is, Al. We've talked about it a lot on the segment here today. We got about a minute to explain shorting, make it simple for our listeners so they can come see in this investing class what it's all about.
Well, we know the markets go up and we know the markets come down. Most people only participate or have the potential to participate if it's going up. They buy something and they hope it goes up. What if it goes down? What if the market goes down another 20 or 30%? Are you going to be okay just sitting there watching your assets be taken away from you, or would you like to participate? Shorting is a way of participating in a down market. We teach you how to do that in these classes. There's three different ways that we teach our students how to, easily participate in a down market. The technical way of shorting, which basically is selling something at a high price, buying it back at a low price.
Essentially opening high and closing low.
Exactly the opposite of what you would typically do.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also an option position that you can use that will go up as the underlying asset goes down. There are what we call exchange-traded funds. There's an inverse exchange-traded fund that goes the opposite of the underlying. So there, you can't short in a retirement account, but you can use these other strategies that I mentioned. You can use the option strategy. You can use the inverse ETFs. You could sell things. You could sell a futures contract. There are ways of participating in a down market, and if you're missing out on those, you're missing out on probably 50% of the opportunities that are presented to you on a regular basis.
Yep. If you feel you are missing out on opportunities, and sometimes it's that FOMO, missing out, the real definition of poor is passing over opportunities regularly. We have an opportunity for people right now to learn about that shorting concept. Text the word investing for two tickets for an investing class at one of our academies. Text the word investing to the number 210-210. That's text investing to the number 210-210 right now for two free tickets. Al, every single week, we talk a lot about different strategies this week, a lot about some new concepts and the psychology of trading and investing. Let's hear today's OTA tip of the week.
Well, now's a good time to ask yourself that. How are things going for you financially? Are you where you thought you would be or where you would want to be at this point in time? Is your plan just to continue thinking about it, or is your plan to do something about it? If your plan isn't being implemented because you don't know what to do, do you need to change things? Well, what if there was a way to help you achieve both short-term income and long-term wealth goals? Wouldn't it be worth taking the action to get that help, and wouldn't it be worth pursuing now? At OTA, at the Online Trading Academy, our goal is to empower people to achieve their goals and their aspirations. It doesn't take courage to do nothing and stay where you are. It takes courage to make a change. A change needed to make new choices, and those choices can help you have the potential to achieve your financial future, your financial goals.
I like that. It all starts with a plan and some action. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 for two tickets. We also have this three-day deep dive. We have a lot of listeners that have been calling in for this, Al. And if you already know that you want to get in the markets and get started, you can call 888-682-6466 for a three-day deep dive into the financial markets. There is a tuition. It's normally $200. Today, for you listeners, it's $99. As always, same time, same place next week. Until then, retire young, my friends.
The financial opinions and advice expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and guests. They do not necessarily represent the views of this station, Crawford Broadcasting Company, its staff, management, or sponsors.